before Safaris. I wanted to give you the background in terms of your options. Last year I gave a shiur to the outside of the yeshiva, and I had it right at Bar Makoma, so I figured you could take advantage of it as well. The one side of the page is basically a long run in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that explains the different minhagim in terms of slichos by the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. It's one of the most blatant distinctions between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. They begin slichos on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we only begin on the Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah or the Motzei Shabbos before that. So, just pass these out. So, just a regular achas, the Ran simply explains that it goes back to a more basic question as to why the Yom Rishon, the Chodesh Hashvi, why in the world should that be a Yom Hadin for the world? Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bo Yolam Ovrim Lefanav Kinei Maron, Shenemar Yotze Yachad Libam HaMivinas Kol Maaseihem, that all the other Yemei Din are seasonal in terms of the nature of the world. Pesach Al Atzvua, Atzeres Al Peiros Se'ilan, Chag Nidonim Al Hamayim. What in the world does the Aleph Tishrei have to do with the Yom Hadin? And basically, the Ran gives two directions. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be a concept of Din Berachamim, and he wanted there to be a precedent for such a Din Berachamim. So if you hold like Rav Elazar, that the world was created on Kafei Be'elul, so then man was created on Aleph Tishrei, and then we have a very, very busy day, that he quotes over the name of the Psikta, the second wide line, Rosh Hashanah Nivra Adam Harishon Sha'achas Ola B'machshava Shniya Netziyais Imalachi Hashare Shlishis Kine Safaro Revi Giblo Hey Rikmo Vav Aso Golam Zayin Zorak Bo Neshama Ches Hechniso L'Gan Eden V'Chi Nitztava V'Asiri Sarach V'Achad Esrei Nidon V'Shtem Esrei Yotza B'Dimus Amar Yekadosh Baruch Hu Zeh Simon L'Banecha K'Shem Shamara Telefonai B'Din B'Yom Zeh V'Yotzata B'Dimus Slicha. That's one framework for Rosh Hashanah, that this was the first Yom Adin of Adam Harisham, and it was a Din Berachamim. The second makar is from the Chet, if you hold that the world was created in Nisan, like Rav Yeshua, this isn't going to work out very, very well. And so he points out that we have another precedent from the Yemei Ratzon at the time of Chet HaEgel, that the final Slicha came on Yom Kippur, but the Alpiha has a Kabbalah that the Slicha began already on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we have Rosh Hashanah being a Yom Din Berachamim from that perspective. Nafkamina, in terms of Slicha, see if you're working off of the Arboim Yom of Egel, so then the Slichas begin on Aleph Elul. If you're working off of Adam Harishon, so he quotes a minhag in Barcelona that Slichas began on Kafhei Be'elul, and our minhag is a variation on a theme. Instead of starting on the calendar day of Kafhei Be'elul, we begin on Yom Rishon, on the first of Shivas Yimei Bereishis, that precedes Rosh Hashanah, and then add in a little Arba Yamim for Bidikas Mumim, and we'll get to another Yom Rishon. But basically, it's a throwback to the source of the period of Din Berachamim from the time of Din of Adam Rishon. So I'm leaving this for you to look at. The other side of the page is simply in terms of the nature of Slichos that has to do with, of course, what I'll talk about to you for a few minutes, and that is the timing. Gemara Rosh Hashanah points out, Vayavur Hashem Alpana Vayikra Amar Rav Yochanan Amorei Mikra Kosu V'Yevshar La'omro Melamed Shnisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur Hera Lo L'Moshe Seder Tfila Amar Lo Kol Zman Sheyisrael Chotim Yasu Lefanai Keseder Hazeh, the Seder of Yudim Midos HaRachamim, Va'ani Mochel Lahem. The Levush picked up on this phrase, Seder HaTfila, and pointed out that this is the context, that it's Seder HaTfila means we have over here a parallel to Shmona Esrei. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis speaks about the fact that the special Tfila for a Tainis is Za'aka. So here we have the Za'aka, but the framework is the same as the framework of Tfila. Sukim Shekodem HaSlichos, namely Ashrei, is connected Suke de Zimra, so we have Ashrei Chatzi Kaddish, Slichos with Yud Gimel Midos, and then afterwards we have Vidu Itachanun Noflin Al Pinehem, and we end with Kaddish Shalem, and that we have the framework of Tfila just with a different form of Shmona Esrei. The Rav took off on this and pointed out that as opposed to the classic tefillah where we are dealing with shevach, bakasha, and hodah, over here we have all the shevach and the hodah mixed together in Shomei Adecha Kol Basar, in the long introduction of shevach and hodah. It's a combination. Then the bakashot, the slichot, are punctuated with the yudgim omidos harachamim. That's the nature of the Seder tefillah, which is unique to a period of tzara where we require mechila. Kol zman sheYisrael chotin yasu lefanei k'seder hazeh v'ani mochel lahem. The Rambam, when he brings in this concept, adds one more uniqueness, not just uniqueness in terms of the form of the shevach, hodah, and bakasha, but also if you look on the fourth line from the bottom, and the Rambam of Nezeh nohagu kol beis Yisrael laharbos bitztaka yam uvemaisim tovim, he's talking about aseres yamei tshuva, lasok b'mitzvos mer shashana ad yom ha-kipurim yeser kol yamos ha-shana, v'nohagu kulam lakum balayla ba'aseres yamim ha-elu ulehispalel b'batei knesiyot b'divrei tachanunim b'divrei kivushim ad shiyor hayom. This is the slichos of the Rambam. We saw a slichos beginning on Kafhei be'elul, a slichos beginning on Rosh Chodesh Elul, a slichos beginning on the Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Rambam had slichos dafka during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What's unique over here are two aspects. One is the timing. Lokum balayla. Classically, tefillah is a tefillah, is a concept of yom. Tefillas arvis is rishus. Over here, dafka, we have a tefillas layla. Kumi roni balayla. This is a tefillah, a unique bakasha, a unique za'aka, bachal tivke b'layla, which relates to layla. The question is, what does layla mean? What does layla mean in halacha? So here we have two directions. One is the direction of the mechaber. No'agim lakum ba'ashmores lomar slichos v'tachanunim. Layla means the end of the layla, last third of the night, the last quarter of the night, depending as to how one learns the sugya of Ashmores. The Mishnah Brura over there points out, I didn't photostat it, but points out that that's considered to be a unique ace ratzon. You want that this tefillah for mechila should be an ace ratzon. The other option is what's brought in the Zohar. It's brought in the Gemara as well. I knew if there would be three volumes, the one that wants. Okay, Gemara in Yevamos, and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, also brings in a form of Eis Ratzon at night. The Gemara over brings the pasuk Vayehi b'chatzi halayla v'Hashem yika kol b'chor Mai Talmud ha-kamash malon de Eis Ratzon milsahi. Rashi says, Kevon de chatzos halayla Eis Ratzon hi l'makas b'choros havenami Eis Ratzon l'ruach tzfonis, and that's the context over there, and Simon l'David kino hiyotoliglo, that he would be neyor. We have an Eis Ratzon of Ashmores HaBoker, that's one Eis Ratzon of Laila. The second Eis Ratzon of Laila is Chatzos HaLaila. The question is there also another Eis Ratzon of Laila, namely the beginning of the night? So over here, the Mishnah Brura says no. Very, very strongly no. The Mishnah Brura, Sifkat in Yud Beis, and Siman Tavkuf Samachay, points out, Ein lomar kodem chatzos halayla shum slichos v'lo yigim omidos b'shum panim la'olam chutz mi b'yom ha-kipurim. That the beginning of the night is a time of din, not a time of, not an eis ratzon. Oy lanu ki pana yom, ki yinatu tzlalei erev. That's considered to be a much more problematic time, is or midos ha-din. We know it from tachanun. We don't say tachanun at that time. What exactly is the beginning of the night? So Minag Yerushalayim is not to say Tachanun already from Shkia. Mishnah Brura says not to say Tachanun from Seis. But basically we're dealing with an Azman of Din. The question is, what if a person can't say Slichos either at Chatzos or at Asmores? Would he be able, B'shas Hatzchak, to say Slichos at the beginning of the night? So Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva in Arachayim Chelek Beis, in which he says a Hora Ashah, that one can say Slichos there in situations where it's dangerous to leave the house at midnight, or people are old and it's difficult for them to have kavana at such a time. However, he points out that what will be missing will be the special status that Kosh Baruch makes a promise. Kol zman sheYisrael chotin yasu lefanei k'seder hazeh v'ani mochel lahem. That promise only applies if a person says the slichos in the ideal eis ratzon, chatzos or ashmaras, not at the beginning of the night. That's Rav Moshe's svara. Rav Avadia, in his Yechaved Das and Chelek Aleph, has a tshuva in which he says, chas v'shalom, it's better not to say slichos at all than to say it at the beginning of the night. He quotes the Ari, quotes the Rav Moshe Zakuti, he quotes Bekoros in Torah Sasod. This is the equivalent of Kotzeitz Benetios, that you're going head on against Midas Hadin. That's not a very, very smart thing to do. So just to summarize, we have over here a din of slichos l'chatzchila being, as Rambam speaks about, lakum balayla. Lakum balayla means to try and hit into an eis ratzam. The eis ratzam is either ashmores haboker, that's an option now for this coming week. One can get up daven vasikin and before vasikin to say slichos, it'll be still very, very dark, or to get up at chatzos. Bidieved, so one can say slichos at a neutral time. A neutral time would be like before shacharis in the morning. Rav Avadia makes a suggestion to say slichos before mincha in the afternoon. Mincha is also a semi eis ratzon. And then we have a hara'ashah of Rav Moshe that the beginning of the night would also be a valid time to say slichot. And Rav Avadia disagrees al pi Torah Sasso. The exception, of course, is Yom Kippur. That's already put in the mention of Shabura, chutz mi Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the beginning, it's a different world. The whole Yom Kippur, we're in one long eis ratzon, lifnai v'lifnim. Time is suspended. Our humanity is suspended to a certain degree. That's a different form altogether. So therefore, just to explain the notice, so I put down the kolos says slichos at midnight at 12:32. I'm assuming based on past experience that it's easier for us to stay up at night than to get up very, very early in the morning. But you should know that there's also a minyan of Tara Shraga that will be in the morning, and Shacharis will be postponed a little bit, but morning Seder begins on time. The other uniqueness that Rambam mentions over here is l'spalel b'bate knesiyot, that slichos is a din of tzibur. The Ramah over here paskins, v'chein ein liyochid lomar slichos o vayavor. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yechronim Ar Tameya, why shouldn't you say slichos? It's tachnunim b'yalma. But everyone agrees that Yigimul Midos is only for a tzibur, that we have a Gemara in Brachos, Keol Kabir Lo Yim'as, that this is what brings us together to say slichos as a unit. We're saying slichos for our collective issues. All of the piyutim of slichos deal with the klal, with Korban Habayis, with Golos, with Yisurim of Klal Yisrael. One can, of course, add in the prat, but when starting off with the klal, since it's saros, so the saros of the klal, the chatoim are also the chatoim of the klal, so the tefillah is a tefillah of the klal, and so I hope that you'll be able to join in and make the slichos as meaningful as possible, and we should have a haftacha, kol zman sheYisrael osim lefonai kaseder hazeh, ani mocha lehem. Any questions? Yes? He doesn't speak about it. He simply speaks about the fact that that people kanere find ashmores to be an impossibility physically, chatzos to be an impossibility security-wise, and therefore you have the 9 o'clock slichos, the 10 o'clock slichos, etc. Yes?
What is an eis ratzon that we're
aiming for? We're aiming to hit into the, like Bilam, from the other side, right? Whereas Bilam was aiming for the eis charon af, we're aiming for the eis ratzon baruch hu built into the world from a spiritual perspective. Certain times that have a segula, that you can explain it psychologically any way you want, but simply from a level of Torah Sasod, these are times that are skuli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more open. Kiviyochol, Yeshua Hashem v'himatzo kara'u biyoso karov. So this is a time of himatzo. All Aser Simei Tshuva are a time of himatzo, to a certain degree. But here we're before Aser Simei Tshuva. So Yeshua Hashem v'himatzo, that these are unique times of Eis Ratzon. I think also the fact that the person is, to a certain degree, showing the importance of this tefillah, that this is a time where he usually is sleeping and regenerating himself and renewing his energy, and he's taking that opportunity to point out that we have a crisis and that this requires unique tefillah. Maybe that's probably derech Hapshat, probably also aspect of the Eis Ratzon, yes?
Is there any like inherent Sphira?
I'm sorry, but the Gemara in Yavama said, Eis Ratzon Milsahi, Yesh B'Zeh Mashu. There's a Gemara, not a Zohar. Right? The Gemara says, Eis Ratzon Milsahi. Yes?
Is there any Sphira in altering it at Chatzos, and then maybe like another day
I don't think it's a question of a stira. A person should always say bli neder before he does anything, that, which is very, very special. So it's not a question of a stira. No. Just you should realize that it's a different geder. Saying it at night, that's the iker geder of sleepless. That's the esrus, and that's the poskim speak about. And saying it in the morning is neutral. You know, it's a tefillah. It's like saying, you know, it's like saying tehillim that we say after davening, which is very, very special. Every tefillah is special. Okay, yes? Yeah, 9, half past 10. Midnight is, Chatzos is 12:32 on Motzei Shabbos. Then it goes down to 12:31 on Monday. It moves over to 12:30 on Thursday. It doesn't get much earlier, right? You get back to 12:25 maybe before Rosh Hashanah, you know, until you get to Yom Kippur. Then the clock's going to change and everything is going to go wacky in any case, Motzei Shabbos Shuva. But until Motzei Shabbos Shuva, you can, you know, okay, in any case. What I want to mention. Oh, I was asked to speak about Shemitah's Ksafim. Believe that there, next week we'll have a shiur on Rosh Hashanah. Usually we write the Prusbul at parallel or simultaneous with Hataras Nedarim. If you're really going to gather a Bezdin, you might as well get the most out of it, two for the price of one. So at that time we'll speak about the nature of the Prusbul. There's those who want to, on their own, look into it. So in the back of Rav Rimon's Sefer on Shemitah, he has a very, very full section on Shemitah's Ksafim with various issues in terms of the nature of the Bezdin and the nature of the Prusbul and for which Chovos one requires a Prusbul. And he has a Nusach there from Rav Uchenstein of a Prusbul, so we'll photostat that Nusach and use it here in the Yeshiva, of course. If not here, then where? And so we'll discuss next week what are the issues that Rav Chisni tried to touch upon in terms of his nusach, which is very similar. They came out also to say for Rav Yashiv Sakim on Shemitah's Ksafim, and the two nuschalas have much more in common than they differ, on, you know, in terms of what one should try and what basis one should try and touch in terms of trying to be as mushlam as possible in terms of the nature of the Prusbul. You said? Okay, so we'll talk about that next week. Okay, Rabbi Bednar Shashir is upstairs in the Midrashiyah, one flight up. Rabbi Silverman Shir is one flight down in the conference room. And for those who are going to need, just remain.